Good morning. It's 7:56 a.m. Wednesday, June the 27th, 2018. And yeah, I wish I had come out an hour ago. Wow. Now the last hour, maybe the last 90 minutes. Temperature's gone up 8 degrees. Probably more now because it's climbing fast. I don't know what the temperature is supposed to be today, but it's already really close to 70. I'm trying to remember what I put on the picture. I think I put 68. What did I put on the picture? Yeah, 68. And what's going to be worse is when I get to go the Eastern March here, it's going to be full sun all the way. I'm sweating up a storm. Yesterday was not a great word count day. I did a lot of stuff. I lost pretty much the entire afternoon to Sifwa business. Arguments over some syntax. Guy with his poodle. I'm panting because I'm pushing really hard. I'm anxious to get back. I want to get my word processor open. I made myself sit down last night. It was late. But I made myself sit down last night. I hadn't been able to get into the word processor all day. Every time I started, something would interrupt me. But it was late, I sat down and I made myself write 1,000 words. I'm pretty sure I know what's going to happen next. And I'm really anxious to get into it. Good morning. Guy with the sporting t-shirts. I slept in this morning. I slept in until, I gotta say, it was almost 6. Which is probably one of the reasons I'm an hour later, because I got up an hour later. One of my problems was I forgot to take my pills. I had to get up at midnight and take them again. Or take them for the first time. Which meant I was drugged. little bit later. I did wake up at 4:15 and said, nah, you know what? I'm actually... going to town with. Sounds like a chainsaw, but maybe a weed whacker. Oh man. So I gotta come up with something. I got a couple weeks yet, but I gotta come up with a new post for Recommend Fiction Writers. I don't know what I'm thinking about these days. Lady with a little white dog. Dog hasn't spotted me yet.
Morning. Hi, thank you.
No problem. She was thanking me for stepping out into the street so she and the dog didn't get tangled up. It's like, well, duh. All right, there's a lot of shade left. Thistles are all looking delightful here this morning. Yes, I'm amazed at how long they've lasted, how long they've held on. New blossoms coming up to take the place of ones that have gone on to seed. Get ready. Say it with me. Post. Shade. The ambient temperature is high enough now that the shade isn't really too noticeable, except that it prevents the direct sunlight for warming up my clothes. Stop a train. That air conditioner back there was going. I don't know if you could hear it or not, but it was pretty loud. So many thoughts swirling around in my head this morning. A lot of them political that I'm not going to get into. A lot of them about science fiction, fantasy writers of America business that I can't get into. Other than to say, what's the space? Because I think there's going to be news that might interest some people. I'll throw in my obligatory disclaimer that people seem to think I need to say, which is, if you think I'm talking on behalf of Science Fiction Writers of America, the board of directors, or the members at large, then you don't really understand how organizations work. I'm not authorized to speak on behalf of any of those. I am allowed to speak on behalf of myself. Moving on. Across the street, a guy with two dogs. I'm going to be pushing myself to get out at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Let me tell you, this is hot. This is hot. This is hard. It's a hell of a lot better than 9 o'clock would be, I suspect, but this is not pleasant. And I'm coming out onto the park now. big clumps of thistles here where there's a little bit of water. I didn't think that guy was hot, or would be hot. He's walking along, blue jeans, sneakers, a long-sleeved undershirt, and a polo on top, because it's a t-shirt on top of it. Unusual. A nicely equipped bicycle, trail bike, parked by itself. Morning. Maybe it's his. I'm almost back. And here I am, at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.